All of the major Democratic presidential candidates are in Chicago this afternoon, courting a gathering of liberal bloggers. It's the second annual yearly COSE convention, which takes its name from one of the left's most influential blogs, Daily COSE. NPR's Scott Horsley is also there. Hi, Scott.
Great to be with you, Jackie.
Scott, tell me what the convention's all about.
Jackie, this is the most concentrated gathering of high-profile progressive bloggers ever. There are about 1,500 people here at the McCormick Place Convention Center in Chicago. And the highlight this afternoon was their presidential leadership forum, which drew six of the major Democratic candidates.
Well, it's easy to see why the candidates would be there. What are they getting out of it? What's happening?
Well, it's interesting. You might think 1,500 people is not that many, but as I stood on the camera riser in the back of the hall this afternoon, I was joined not only by the usual TV cameras, but lots of little handheld mini cams run by video bloggers, and lots of the people who were in the audience were live blogging from their laptops. That's what the candidates are looking for. These 1,500 opinion leaders represent the gatekeepers to the unruly forest of Internet activists out there. You could say that what talk radio is to conservatives, these bloggers are liberals. They're the cheerleaders. They're the fundraisers. They're the mobilizers. They're some of the most passionate people on the left. The Democrats want to harness that energy. Even Senator Hillary Clinton, who has not been a favorite of the blogosphere, showed up to make nice today.
So how was she received?
She was received, I'd say, cordially, although not as warmly as some of the other candidates. I think former Senator John Edwards came across as a crowd favorite today. He gave a lot of impassioned rhetoric about the need for big change in the country, and that's a popular message with this group that's particularly dissatisfied with the way the country is run. I think Senator Barack Obama also got a very enthusiastic welcome here in his hometown. But, you know, I kind of feel like a vestige of old media here trying to describe what went on. So I've got a couple of bloggers who are in the audience, and I'll let you hear from them. Marcy Wheeler and Mark Schmidt are here with me. Marcy's blog is called The Next Hurrah.
Hi there. This is Marcy.
Hey, Marcy Wheeler. Jackie Leiden here. So how's it going? What are you getting out of it?
For me, the best thing about the convention is seeing a bunch of people I talk to all the time online and actually being with them and meeting a lot of my readers face-to-face. So,
do you feel like a gatekeeper?
No. In fact, I was in a conversation today about media and gatekeeping, and it's still a conversation, I think, among the blogs. So that's one of the reasons why this is so fun, that I talk to readers who have been giving me suggestions that I've been incorporating into my own work.
Give us the name of your blog once more, please.
It's called thenexthurrah.com.
Okay, thank you very much for speaking with us. Marcy
Wheeler. Okay, let me pass you to Mark Schmidt.
Great.
Hi.
Hi, is this Mark Schmidt?
Yep.
Mark, hi. Jackie Leiden, tell us the name of your blog.
Well, I blog on tpmcafe.com, which is a spinoff of Josh Marshall's Talking Points Memo, which is one of the most popular of the liberal blogs.
Are you looking to have an impact here on the campaign?
I'm not looking to have too much of an impact on the campaign. I'm more interested in how different issues are playing out in the campaign. So if I'll write about tax policy, I'll comment on how I think some of the different candidates are handling an issue like that, or an issue like political reform, campaign finance reform, which I was on a panel about today, rather than trying to have an impact, in terms of supporting one candidate or the other.
Well, let me ask you, this is billed as the blogging convention that is the highest profile so far for political candidates. Do you feel like you're satisfied with getting access to them, with getting them to come and deal with you as the, dare I say this, media of the future?
One could hardly be dissatisfied. It's interesting to look at how the candidates deal with bloggers, and I think there's beginning to be an appreciation that this isn't just like another interest group that you have to show up and they're happy that you show up. And another is basic Democratic strategy. I mean, there's an enormous amount of thought here in this building about how Democrats should operate, that they should campaign in all 50 states. That was one of the big issues during the candidate forum. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of back and forth and strong applause for different views of that strategy. So I think they're seeing bloggers as more than just another interest group.
Have you decided, Mark Schmidt, what you're going to write about from this for Talking Points Memo?
I think I will write something about how boring and responsible it all is. You know, there's a lot
Welcome to
less
the club.
flakiness. I mean, there's a whole lot less of the sort of, impeach them all now and people yelling and screaming. There are more people who are doing real work around politics and issues. And it's like other things I go to, except there's more energy in the room. That's the big difference, I think.
Well, Mark Schmidt, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Sure. Good to talk to you.
We want to thank NPR Scott Horsley at the yearly Coast Bloggers Convention in Chicago. Thanks again, Scott.
My pleasure.